know-it-all advice columnist.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome to Not So Nice Advice.
Hey, this is Chuck Nice. You got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not.
The worst piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Bad advice.
Here's what we do. We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
Is this bad advice?
Some of the worst advice.
Worst advice.
Hey, I am a professional comedian.
That's actually what makes this advice so insidious.
This is Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
I suppose it's good advice.
Be honest. I mean, I don't know if sex, first of all, from a clinical psychologist standpoint, sex addiction is a real thing.
Right.
Okay.
And you had it.
I probably still have it.
Right, so why are you going to put that?
Because I'm older now and I got too many other problems and sex isn't really like the big thing for me. And
it's not
honestly,
the bee's knees anymore.
It's just not the biggest thing for me. And the other thing was,
no pun intended,
it was sex and drugs and rock and roll. It was a whole thing for me. You know what I mean? For me, it was like the experience of sex with drugs, and you know what I mean? I was a lot younger. I could do that stuff and wake up like the next day and go to work like nothing ever happened. I have 4 glasses of wine now. I need a day to recover.
I'm with you on that one.
You know what I mean? It's like I'm sitting down and I think I'm being civilized. I'm having 4 glasses of wine with food and dinner, and I'm sitting at a cafe and it's very sophisticated. The next day I wake up, I feel like I've been partying for a week.
Chuck, I went to Virgil's for lunch on Friday. I had a fall off the porch iced tea. I had to go home and take a nap.
Exactly.
I was totally wiped out. Yo, I can't drink. I can't handle drinking.
So listen, yesterday, I had to go to Long Island to do a table read for a show that I'm going to be in.
Hush, hush.
Well, I'll tell you about it off air because I don't like to talk about this stuff. When people see it, then they'll be like, oh my God, you were on this. And I'm like, good. But anyway, so we had to do the table read in Long Island. I go out there and I'm, it's not a big deal, but the people whose show it is, it's a big deal. You know what I mean?
Big names.
Yeah, big names.
Yeah. Chris Tucker?
Shut up. Damn! It's not Chris Tucker. I'm Chris Tucker Dick! Hey, that's right. I went out to Long Island, to the Long Island Railroad, one ball at a time. Damn, I'm Chris Tucker Dick. anyway.
He needs his own show.
Chris Tucker Dick on his own show would be crazy. Anyway, I come home and Long Island's a long way away. People don't know this.
I'm called Long Island for a reason.
Exactly. It's a 2-hour ride out there basically from my house on public transportation.
You get to Florida faster.
You could. It's crazy. So I go out on public trans and, and I come back on public trans and...
L-I-R-R?
L-I-R-R.
Blur.
I want to blur. I want to blur.
And blur.
So I get off the train here and I'm like, I'm starving, haven't eaten, got up at, 6:30, whatever, to get out there, haven't eaten a thing all day. It's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ooh.
Right? So I'm like, I got to stop somewhere and eat. Stop at a place, happenstance, two people I know sitting at the bar. Just happenstance. Chuck, what's up? Oh my God, you drinking now? I'm like, no. I got to go home. I have to do this. I have to do this. They're like, all right, we're not going to pressure you. Get this guy a scotch and a beer, right?
And you took it.
Yeah, I took it because I'm weak-minded and peer pressure still applies to me.
Wow.
So anyway, I'm joking. But I did take it. Yeah.
No, you weren't joking.
I wasn't joking. No. Yeah, you're right. So anyway, long story short, we're sitting there. I eat. I'm very good, though. Check this out. 2 beers, 1 scotch, right? And I leave. Do you know when I got home?
8:30?
When I got home, which was just reasonable hour, 4:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Had to go to bed.
Wow. What happened to you?
Dude, I don't know what's going on, but I had to go to bed. I mean,
universe is talking to you, man.
Yeah, it was like,
you old Chuck, go to bed.
It was like, damn, 2 beers, 1 scotch, go to bed? What? And I did. I had to lay down and go to bed. And I napped and I got, it ruined my night. So I'm too old, man. That's the deal. So sex doesn't hold the appeal for me that it used to. Drinking doesn't hold the appeal. That's why we haven't done drinking with Gino, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
It's because I got to tell you the truth. I don't like being drunk.
Let's do a heroin with Gino.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah,
day meth with Gino.
Yeah, we're filming in New Hampshire. Anyway, All right, so let's get into our show, shall we? Are we into the show yet?
Oh, yeah.
Are we rolling?
4 minutes.
Oh, get out of here. Man. Anyway, I'm old, but...
You're fit, though, man. Look at you. You got guns out today.
Yeah,
you're
you like
fit.
That? Look at this. Look at this.
A couple tickets
in
the gun show.
Get that on camera there, Bill. Huh?
Boom.
I can't fit it all on camera.
Listen to me.
I'm trying my best.
Listen to me punch my bicep. That's me punching steel, baby.
That's like a good 16 inches there, buddy.
Yeah, what?
At least.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's my penis. Why are you talking about that? By the way, people, I have my penis out, too.
Okay. I'm glad I can sit at the table.
Right, exactly.
And scene.
And there you go. Hey, let's get into the show, right? Hey, it's Chuck Nice, and welcome to Not So Nice Advice. I'm sitting here with Seth, the producer, and Bill, the assistant, better known as Box Office Bill.
Hello.
Yeah. Any movies that come out that we should test Bill
Spider-Man.
On?
Spider-Man.
Didn't we do Spider-Man already?
New Spider-Man.
The new Spider-Man, it's like at $702 million right now.
He already
at $175 million
That's
budget.
That's too new. $175 million budget. How do you know these budgets is what I want to know.
Well, it's because I looked them up because it's like, because especially that's so many movies that like there are certain directors that they will only screw themselves because they'll have this enormous budget and then they'll make like $400 million but prove that because they had a $300 million budget, that didn't mean anything. And other movies, if they made $400 million, that's absurd. That's why, like, I'm so...
Yeah, it's all about percentages in Hollywood.
Like, the Batman Superman Dawn of Justice, like, they considered not making enough money, and it made $881 million, but its budget was, like, $260. So it's like, that is so wrong. I hate that kind of filmmaking.
No, because it's about...
the worst kind of filmmaking.
No, it isn't. It's called percentages. That's the business. And first of all, I mean, you're talking about Marvel comic books coming to life. I mean, how much art can you really cram into that, to be honest? I think, you know...
I enjoyed it. I'm just saying.
No, I like this one, too.
Did you enjoy it? I didn't see the Spider-Man movie
yet.
Yeah,
it was good.
I liked it. Yeah, it was good.
Robert Downey Jr. is a man, though.
All right,
he's in it, so...
Don't spoil, guys.
No, that's a fact. Everybody knows that.
Well,
all right, I'm going to take my son to go see it tonight, though.
I'm going to spoil it for you. Spider-Man does not die at the end.
Oh.
Sorry, dude.
No, that, you know...
It's ruined it for you.
No, that really does, because quite honestly, you know, that's what I was expecting, is that they would kill off a billion-dollar franchise. Anyway, so what is that, Bill? What did you just do? Were you shooting webs?
No.
That was me.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah. I was going to say the only
Were you shooting webs there? You need to stop. First of all, it's not... It's... Okay, that's how...
I stand corrected.
That's him shooting a web, not... That's Yosemite Sam. That's Yosemite Sam. Oh, man, damn rabbit! Tell you, rabbit!
Oh, my God.
If North Korea comes at us one more time, damn right, rabbit! Okay.
So if I see that Chris Tucker dick, I'm going to shoot it right now.
Oh, I'm telling you, if I see Chris Tucker dick one more time staring me down with that one eye, pew, 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 pew. God damn. Damn. Why you got to talk to me like that, Chuck? You going to let him talk to me like that? Making fun of my one eye? Hold on. I'm going to spit on him. All right.
Sam, I thought we were friends.
Okay, enough of that. Shenanigans. Here we go. Hey, let's get into our show. You know what we do here? We read advice columns and blogs, tell you why they suck, and then we give you the real answer. By the way, told a good friend of mine, a buddy who was a bit more erudite than I am. He's an author. His name is Rob Reed. Rob has just put out a brand new book, and he actually, I told him about this podcast, and I told him, please don't ever listen to it.
Nice.
You know, he was like, no, I got to check it out. And I was like, you know, Rob's like a Harvard Business School type dude. And I believe he's the founder of something called Rhapsody. It's a music thing.
Yeah, it's old school.
Yeah, old school. Yeah, it's a while ago, long time ago. Well, he created that, you know. So, and now he's just an author, and
just an author.
And so we were having lunch, and Rob's just like, by the way, his book is on Amazon. It's called Year Zero. You can also get it at the Kindle store. And Rob and I were having lunch, and he's just like, yeah, so the nice advice, tell me about this. And I tell him, and I'm like, hey, yeah, well, you know, we read advice columns and blogs, and we tell you why those suck. And he goes, oh, my God, that sounds like such a great deal of fun. I went, yeah, please don't ever listen. Please. It's poo-poo pee-pee radio and, you know, a lot of dick jokes. Lots of talk about titties and stuff. So
we do,
yeah, huh?
We do
more than I ever would at any other time in my life. I think that's why, Bill, you got to let me see Seth. All I can do is see you. Can you?
Well, you told him to go over there. It's your fault.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I need the camera in this position. Here, I should move.
Yeah,
that's it. Let me move. Okay. I don't know why. I feel like maybe on my show things should, you know, accommodate me. But hey. What? Who am I?
I got the camera on you.
Yeah, anyway, that's what we do here, and we hope that you enjoy it. And so let's get into it. Our first letter, which, hey, did you guys notice? I got the computer up. It's running. The letters are out. I guess I don't get credit for doing what
Chuck.
The fuck I'm supposed to do, right?
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
What do you want, a cookie? What do you want, a cookie?
Yeah, you're right. All right,
your brother's so proud of you right now.
I think my brother is a little proud of me right now, okay? So, by the way, Tony loves this show, and my brother hates everything. He's like that Life cereal commercial.
Like Mikey.
Yeah, hey, Mikey, he likes it. It's like, you know, that's my brother. So
shout out to Tony.
Yeah, Tony was just like, hey, man, I've really been listening to this show, and you guys, he was like, it's really funny. Like, when you guys are funny, you're very funny, and when you're not, you're not. So
crickets.
Here we go. Dear guys, I'm worried about a close friend I have known for about 10 years. She's well-educated, independent, and family-oriented. She has been online dating for quite a while now, and she meets guys who have criminal backgrounds.
Wow.
Bad boys.
I love it. She likes the bad boys. Warriors, come out and play. She dated one of them on the down low for 2 years because she was embarrassed by how he behaved in public.
But not in private.
Give me some of that prison sex. Okay, this time I'm going to be the turnkey. You're going to be the inmate. All right? I'm the prison guard. And then you overpower me and take your billy club and just shove it in every hole in my body. Look at Bill grimacing. Bill, you look like you were reliving a memory just then.
I was thinking more like, oh, I'm leaving my expensive jewelry out. I wonder what's going to happen.
Oh, snap. Look at that. Now, see? So anyway, she goes like this. She dated another one, the most recent man, who had a 16-year prison sentence for being involved in a murder.
Wow.
I have voiced my concerns. I asked her what she'd say to me if the tables were turned, and her responses mimic the concern that I show for her. I suggested that she try a different website or a mode of meeting potential partners, but it hasn't made a difference. I know. What website?
What website is it?
Right. Datacriminal.com.
No murderers here, please.
Xcon.com.
Xcon.com.
It's a razor.
Hey, are you looking for somebody that choked the shit out of you? Xcon.com is where you need to be. That's right. It's the date that will end with you being beaten and murdered. It's Xcon.com. See, now this is all stereotypical.
Potential rape not included.
Oh, that was wrong on so many levels, but I don't care. I laughed. I believe in second chances up to a point. Then you do not believe in second chances.
Right. You either do or you don't.
You either do or you don't. I believe it. But I'm genuinely worried about her safety. Is there anything else I can do to convince her to have safer boundaries? Sign concerned. I love this letter so much. This is a perfect letter, man.
Wow.
The person writes back, dear concerned, until your friend admits to herself that she's fishing for trout in the wrong stream, she'll continue to reel in the sharks. Boo.
Horrible. Horrible analogy.
Oh, it's just horrible. First of all, fishing for trout, she's not dating prison lesbians, is she? I don't know what's going on there. What's the fishing for trout thing?
She's bobbing for sausage.
Yeah, that's what she's doing, man. She's fishing for eel. Electric eel. Black greases. Never mind. First of all, you know, the immediate stereotypical connotation or implication that this letter leaves unsaid is that this is a young white girl who's going after black ex-cons. I don't know why.
Are you saying your
interpretation? I don't know why, but I feel that for some reason.
You're racist.
I feel the tone from this is that. And the reason why.
Yeah, you should throw a Spanish guy in there once in a while.
Maybe a Latino once in a while. You know what I mean?
A flavor.
Like a vato. You know what I mean?
She likes the hood once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what's up, baby? You know what I mean? Kind of like, you know, gang member, low riding type LA dude, you know.
She sounds like she should go into porn, maybe.
No, I think her deal is this. She likes
bad boys.
She wants danger. She wants to feel like this could be the guy. The one that hits me over the head and I end up in a shallow grave. This could be the dude.
Oh, she likes maybe the element of danger.
I think she likes that. She likes the
her
element.
Life in danger.
Right. Listen, anytime a dude.
Thrill seeker. She's a thrill seeker.
Like anytime a dude tells you, yeah. So first of all, let me just say, we're being very stereotypical. A lot of people go to prison. First of all, our criminal justice system is screwed up.
Don't start, Chuck. Don't go off on a tangent.
I got to go off on this tangent.
Oh, no.
Criminal justice system is screwed up. Too many people are in prison when they shouldn't.
Donald Trump's the worst president.
No, I'm not talking about that. Criminal justice system has been screwed up long before Donald Trump, okay?
Yes.
It's been screwed up since Jim Crow when it replaced slave labor in this country.
Jeez.
Okay? Secondly, the criminal justice system has too many people who need to be in treatment for drugs incarcerated instead. And what happens when you put somebody who has a drug problem in prison with criminals?
More drugs.
Right. And they become a criminal who's on drugs. They just become a criminal on drugs. So that's now I'm off the tangent.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. So that being said, you can go to prison and do your time. You can make a mistake in life, go to prison, do your time, and come out and be an upstanding member of society. That's all there is to it. So I don't appreciate.
She would dump that guy.
Yeah,
she
probably. Like, exactly.
Oh, yeah, right. He's been rehabilitated.
Right. What she needs to do is find an accountant who has very good imagination and wants to do fantasy sex play.
Or who's stealing, who's embezzling.
Ooh, well, now that's a criminal, right? Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah, that is kind of.
I stole $50,000 today.
You know that? That's right.
Say it again.
There's some old lady is not getting her pension because of me. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Hey, you want me to get you a car? Huh? Mm-hmm. You want a car?
Right.
With that stolen money?
Say it again.
How old was the old lady?
Oh, Bill, you're
that's
sick.
Right.
Was she feeble? Was she desperate?
Girl, you know what? I'm running a Ponzi scheme right now. You know
in your ass.
So, yeah, but I just feel as though we are we're a little quick to judge people who have made a mistake and go to prison. And
she's not dead yet.
The truth of the matter is, she will be, though. Don't worry.
She'll be stoned dead in seconds.
Hey, listen, you're going to mess around with the wrong ex-con, and you're going to end up dead.
But you know those criminals, they take advantage of women like that, you know? I'm saying, and there are criminals that could, there are criminals that won't, but there's criminals that will just take advantage of the fact that she's into that.
Listen, part of being in prison is learning how to manipulate women on the outside to do things for you, or a lover on the outside to do something for you, or you know what I mean? That's a big part of it. So you could be very well correct in that this guy is doing things to, these guys have a power over her.
Yeah, she'll make him dinner, buy him dinner, like buy him gifts.
Yeah, like they have a mind control game that they play with her because they're all hip to that game.
Yeah, they'll choke her a little bit. Yeah. She loves it.
Right, because if you're inside, believe me, you got to find a way to get somebody on the outside to get you shit on the inside or to do your business and your bidding on the outside. And so there's a fair amount of manipulation that you have to learn how to do when you are an inmate. So, and for her, her deal is like this. If you've been on the inside, then you can be in my inside. Yeah.
Is that her line on XCon.com?
Yeah, that's her line on XCon.com. Have you been inside? Would you like to come inside? So.
Oh, wow.
All right, okay, let's move on.
We solved that one.
Yes, we did.
She needs help.
No, I mean, listen, I say to each his own. Do your thing. Mm-hmm. Look, you like dudes who...
Well, tell that guy who's worried about her, and he should man up and, like, you know, rob a liquor store and then go over and do her.
You know, that could be, you know, yeah. Girl, we got to get out of here. You just show up at her house. Yo, don't even rob the liquor store. Just show up at her house in a frenzy. We got to get out of here right now.
Yeah,
what? look, I got to take it on the lamb. You could tell I'm not a criminal. Like
on
that.
The lamb?
Yeah. We got to take it on the lamb.
See?
See? Yeah. Yeah, see? That's right, girl. We got to take it on the lamb. See? That's
the cop
right.
Was after cop me.
Was after me. Yeah. We're going to hide out. See? Yeah. Right. Yeah, I got to hide this stolen booty in your booty. Yeah. Yeah, see? Anyway. So.
Wait, here comes Yosemite Sam again.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome back to Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
All right, here we go. Let's move on to our next little thing. Mm-hmm. Dear fellas. Oh, I've been married to my husband for more than 30 years. I run several miles a day, and with all the work I do, I don't always feel like having sex. Okay, yeah, that's called being a woman, okay? Sorry.
The end.
Right, the end.
Yeah. Menopause.
Right, okay. Yeah. And by the way, well, I'll get into this later, but it's been proven that the more women have sex, the more their libido rises. Mm-hmm. So if you're not having sex, ladies, the real answer to that is start whoring it up, okay? And I don't mean whoring around. I mean whoring it up.
But if you have to do it just to get into it.
Yeah,
you know,
why not?
Whore around a little bit.
Here's my number. But, you know, the deal is this. The more sex you have, the more it raises your libido, okay? So, and the more you will take pleasure in having sex. So it starts off, you don't feel like doing it, but the more you do it, the more you'll get into it. So anyway, and I know you're thinking right now, oh, yeah, spoken like a true man, okay? Yeah. However, the study that I'm citing was actually conducted by a woman.
In Sweden, right?
Why? Because all the Swedish girls always love having sex, right?
Well, Sweden always has a good test.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Anyway, she says, lately I have been under a lot of stress, so I'm just not in the mood. The other night, he did his usual sulking, and then, as he often does, he tossed about in bed repeatedly and roughly while we were trying to sleep. No, while you were trying to sleep.
We?
Yeah, he wasn't trying to sleep. He was tossing and turning to tell you the message, you better get your vagina over here and get it on Chris Tucker dick. Hey, damn. Don't you see me tossing and turning, flipping and flopping, bitch? Get up on me. I'm Chris Tucker dick. Anyway. Okay. Listen to this, though.
Good boy.
The other night, he stuck his elbow in my ribs to get my attention. Sometimes he'll grab my butt really hard while I'm trying to sleep. Mm. In the middle of the night, mind you. Dun, dun, bah.
How dare you?
In the middle of the night, I'm grabbing your ass. Okay. And I hold it so tight. Okay.
With two hands.
So, here's what happens. I end up having sex with him so he leaves me alone and I can sleep.
Oh, isn't that nice of you?
Well, there you go. And let me just
think.
There's your answer. If you're going, why let him go through all this crap if you're going to end up having sex with him? You're rewarding the bad behavior.
Why don't you do it when you first get in bed?
Exactly.
And he wants to wake up.
There you go. He's thinking that this is some kind of ritual that you guys are going through. No, I don't feel like it. No, I'm not tired. No. And then he grabs your ass really hard. You know.
Ow.
Next time he grabs your ass, just fart on him. Okay, believe me. Dude, that'll stop it. You know. Oh, yes. Shit, what happened?
Wait, you're shitting this place, the whoopee cushion.
Okay. I've tried sleeping in another bed, but then he comes to that room and repeatedly kicks the mattress. If I lock the door, he kicks the door. So I have sex with him so I can live in peace. Don't you see what you're doing? You're rewarding this behavior. Do most men do this?
They knock doors down.
Yeah, they knock doors down and grab their asses, bruise their wives' ass. Right. Me want sex. Yeah.
Fire.
Sign spouse sulking in the north. Now, here's the response, man.
Oh, boy. This is going to be good.
Dear spouse, you have tolerated this for 30 years? Mm. What you have described is spousal abuse.
No, it is not.
Oh, God, man. This is the world that we live in right now.
Right.
Okay? Ugh. This is why people can't understand neo-Nazism is wrong. okay? Because we're so politically correct that you can't grab your wife's ass in the middle of the night without somebody saying it's spousal abuse.
Who doesn't think neo-Nazism is wrong?
Half our fucking, like...
Just the actual neo-Nazis.
Well, no, that's not true. Our president, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's an imbecile. Okay, he's still running for election.
Yeah, why. Exactly. But yeah. Even if you're running for election, be like
a man.
Be a man about it, yeah. Okay?
I agree.
Like, be like Bob Dole, right. Who stood there and went, hey, there's the door. You're not welcome right. Here.
Reagan did it.
Ronald Reagan did it, too. Fucking George Bush did it.
Right.
You don't have to kiss these guys' ass.
They're going to vote for you anyway.
Right. They got nobody else to vote for right. But you. So, okay, what is your problem, you big pussy? Yeah. Anyway.
Pushy.
Anyway, most men do not behave this way with the way your husband does, bullying and coercing their wives in the marital relations. That's because their wives just give them the sex, okay?
Right, and they try to enjoy it.
Right.
How about have a conversation?
Please discuss this with a licensed mental health professional and perhaps the authorities.
Oh, please.
You gotta be kidding
authorities.
Me. I'm sorry. His behavior is off the charts and you need more help than I can give you in a letter. How about this? Honey, grab my ass again, and when you go back to sleep, I'm going to pour a pot of hot greens on your ass, okay? Or some grits. I'm going to Al Green you.
So this is a black couple?
No, I just made them black. Now I'm going to Al Grits you, bitch, okay? I will.
So in love with you. Grits are so hot, too.
You fucking
third degree
burns.
Anyway, here's the deal. One, your husband doesn't know what he's doing is wrong because you won't tell him it's wrong.
And you reward him with sex.
You reward the behavior with sex. What is he supposed to do?
Wait, let's play the role of her going to the authorities. Well, my husband keeps nagging me, and then I have sex with him, and I don't like it.
Right.
Okay.
Lady, what do you want from us?
Right.
Right. There you go.
Can you have sex with me instead?
Exactly.
Young police officers.
So yes. The deal is this.
It's ridiculous.
First of all, what you need to do is figure out why you don't want to have sex with your husband. I know all that shit about being stressed and everything like that. Okay, that's fine. So I'm going to tell you something.
If you don't love him anymore, leave.
Right. Well, maybe
this sounds like she doesn't love him anymore.
No, it sounds like she doesn't want to have sex with him
but
anymore.
But she also doesn't sound like he's annoying. And
no, a lot of women reach a point in their relationship where they just don't want
to
bang.
Say, I don't have sex with you anymore. You're free to go have sex with somebody else.
Well, now, that was my next thing is uh-huh. If
sorry,
you don't
Jeff.
Want
to
have
I'm
sex
gonna step
with...
on you.
No, no, it's fine.
I'm going to step on your Chris Tucker dick.
Nam! That's you stepping on Chris. Anyway, I can't breathe. okay. Here we go. If you don't want to have sex with your husband, somebody else does, believe me. So here's a perfect example of what you can do. Give your husband permission to maybe once a month, if you can afford it, to go seek a professional. And go get his rocks off or, you know,
once a month.
Well, I mean, the other time.
If you're not going to give it to him, he should be able to get it when he wants.
Yeah, but that's too much money. You can't be seeing a hooker once a week.
Why does he need a hooker? Why can't he just go, like, meet someone?
Because no woman's going to let you have a relationship with another woman.
Well, then you should leave.
Okay.
You can't have your cake and not eat it, too.
I'm going to make that into a t-shirt. You can't have your cake and not eat it, too.
Like that?
There you go. That's
a freebie. That's yours.
There you go, man. I like it. But no, the real deal is this. Either you got to let your husband go have sex, or you got to have sex with your husband.
Right.
I mean, listen, you know, one or the other. Like, the guy is clearly, he has very high sex drive.
Why not just tickle his balls and when he, like, masturbates or something?
Yeah, honestly.
You know? Just got to get it out.
Learn to suck it.
Right.
Like, seriously, learn to suck it and make him pop.
Okay? Some toys. There's, like, toy things you can put on it, whatever.
Just do whatever you would like.
Right, just get them off.
Get them off and go to sleep.
Yeah, bitch.
Okay, you know what? Here, don't call her a bitch.
I called her a bitch.
Don't do that.
I'm angry now.
No, she's misguided. All but right. Here's the real deal.
Talk to your husband.
Here's the deal.
Don't be a bitch.
Just get your husband off, okay, and go to sleep.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. Believe it or not, we do it for you guys sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, yeah. When we come first.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh God. There's nothing worse.
All of a sudden it's like work.
Oh my God. It's like I could not be any less interested in this. I am so disinterested in this right now.
Oh
my God. I've been married to my wife for 19 years. Please God, don't let me do it first. Please don't let me reach there first, because I'm like, why are you still here? Like.
Okay, my turn.
And I love this woman.
Right.
You know, but Jesus. But you listen,
gotta
you keep
it.
At it. You keep going. Right. You do whatever you got to do.
Player.
That's right. Yeah. Keep it, because guess what? I'm here for you. That's the deal. That's how you keep a relationship fresh and happy. I'm here for you. Okay? And the other person is like, okay, I'm here for you. And great. So don't lay down and spread your legs like, okay, come on, let's do it.
No,
get to it.
Can't do that.
Do your dirty, filthy business on me and let's go. Yeah. Like, you know, nobody, don't do me any favors.
No.
Like, but let me tell you something. I understand you don't want to do this. So just tell me, look, I'm not really in the mood, but maybe you can get me in the mood, and then let me do some nice things for you. Maybe we can get there.
Put some Al Green on.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, little Al Green. Bim, 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 bim. Oh, baby, put down that pot. Goddamn, those grits are so hot.
For those who don't know, he had like hot boiling water thrown on him, right?
Grits.
It was grits in
the
shower.
They changed his name to Al Grits.
Ouch.
She was cooking breakfast. He did something wrong. She had a pot of grits on the stove.
I think it caught cheating.
Went and got, she found out he was cheating. Yeah. Had a pot of grits on the stove, went and got the hot pot of grits and threw it on his ass while he was taking a shower.
And then he found God and became a reverend.
Yes, he did, because nothing says Jesus like hot grits.
Ooh.
Woo, hot. By the way, grits, they stick to you and everything like that. Oh, that's terrible, man.
Ouch.
Ooh, that's serious, you know? Let me tell you something. These are the joys of dating a black woman. Watch out. Watch out, buddy.
Shut up, Chuck.
I come from a family of some serious black women who have done some serious things to black men.
Ouch.
Why you think my wife is Puerto Rican and Korean? I saw it with my own eyes.
I'm sure she'd mess you up too if she had to.
No, probably. Yeah. Listen, there are no scissors in my house.
Yeah, but there's knives.
All butter knives.
Plastic.
You stab me, it's going to be terrible. You're going to have to kill me with a spork, bitch.
You got sporks in your house?
Yes, we do.
What do you use a spork for anyway? I never got that.
I don't know, to be honest.
What's the purpose?
It's soup that you have to stab.
Oh, like chunky soup?
When you got to stab some soup, you need a spork.
I need a spork
to stab the soup! So do.
Can you just scoop the meat? You don't stab it. You can scoop it.
I don't know why, but I'm getting horny right now.
Okay. All the spork talk is getting me excited.
All the spork talk is getting me crazy. All right, that's our show.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I am Chuck Nice. You have been listening to Not So Nice Advice. I hope you had some fun. This was a kind of a fun show. We haven't done a show in a long time, so you know it was kind of good to get back into the swing of things. Bill the assistant, please find him at Flavor Department on Twitter. Seth the Twit on Twitter for Seth the producer. I am at Chuck Nice Comic pretty much everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever it is. None of the stuff that I use. So
just start using it, dude. Maybe start getting the word out.
Yeah, let's get the word out. All right. Out. So
iTunes,
please
tune in.
Speaking of Twitter, hashtag Nice Nation. If you're listening to this show, you are part of the Nice Nation. We need you to get the word out. If you like the show, put it out there. If you don't like the show, put it out there anyway.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll send you a dollar.
Put it in your butt.
Yeah, put the show. Put the show in your butt.
Put it on USB and then put it in your butt.
Stick it in your butt. Yeah. Damn! Whatever you do, don't put me in your butt. Okay? I don't like it. Never mind. Anyway, until next time, I'm Chuck Nice saying, if you got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not, and it won't.